In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come today asking for your divine anointing, your quickening of the Holy Ghost upon us as we preach, thus saith the Lord. Glorify yourself in this message. Challenge the hearts of unbelievers. Move upon the hearts of your children. Bring us to repentance. Bring us to self-searching and self-judging, that we might be all that you'd have us to be in this final days of time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray you'll bind every evil spirit, every spirit of blindness that would cause men and women not to know and to understand the hour and the urgency of this day in which we now live, as we ask and pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to call your attention today to the Holy Bible in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1. The Apostle Peter here was moved by the Holy Ghost to write to the church. He says, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you for two reasons. Both, he says, which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." I want you to remember something, he says, that has been solely and deeply forgotten. I today am going to preach this message to try to do the same thing that the Apostle Peter did, to try to stir up your pure minds, trusting that your mind is pure, your spirit is pure, your heart is pure, and that you're seeking the pure, unadulterated Word of God. He said, "I'm writing this epistle unto you that I might stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, to cause you to remember of something that you have forgotten, that you may be mindful of the words, that you would not forget the words that were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior." And this is what he goes on now to try to remind them. Knowing this first, he says, "Remember, we warned you that this would take place, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, mockers, ridiculers, changers of the truth, turning it into a lie, turning it into a fable. And they would do this because they're walking after their own lust. They have their own desires, their own ambitions, their own plans, their own visions, their own kingdoms, and creating their own gods, creating their own way of life." He said there would come in the last days scoffers who would do away with the truth that has been handed down to you by the prophets and by us, the apostles of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They would be walking after their own lust, building their own heritage villages, their own Bible schools and hospitals and cathedrals and earthly kingdoms. He says, and they would do this because they're walking after their own lust. And by this very act, they will say, "Where is the promise of His coming? You second coming preachers, you end time preachers, you doomsday preachers who preach a day of gloom, a day of darkness, a day of sadness upon the face of the earth. Where is this promise of His coming that you talk about all along? Look how everything is going." They say, "For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. How in the world can you talk about nuclear war, Brother Stair? How can you talk about calamity and catastrophe and economic collapse when we can look around, all around us, and we can see prosperity everywhere? We can see materialism everywhere." The tragic thing is, ladies and gentlemen, that the only place that that is being seen is in America. And it's a false economy. It's a false materialistic society. But all their scoffers, and they'll say, "For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were." I would like you to take note of the fifth verse. "For this they willingly are ignorant of. They have chosen not to address themselves to the fact that God has revealed His divine and perfect will in His Holy Scripture from the very beginning by the mouth of His holy prophets. From the very beginning, God has declared what He is going to do with this wicked and sinful and ungodly mankind. This they are willingly ignorant of, that by the Word of God," thank God for His Word, thank God for the Holy Word. Oh, how they have twisted it, how they have wrestled it to their own destruction. The Bible said they would do it, and they're doing it in the day and in the hour in which you and I are now living. They are twisting the Word of God. The Bible says here they are willingly ignorant that by the Word of God the heavens that were of old and the earth that was standing out of the water and in the water, and whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. Do you understand that the world that then was in that time before the flood, when men would not walk in God's truth, they would not walk in holiness and in truth and righteousness, and God destroyed the Antediluvian age. The Scripture said that their mind, the thought of their imagination, every thought was only evil continually. And so He declared it would be even unto you and I in this day which we are living, that as it was in the days of Noah. Ah, yes, ladies and gentlemen, even so shall it be in the days of the most important, viable truth of the New Testament, of the coming, of the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What Peter is trying to do here is trying to remind mankind that the prophets spoke of Christ's first coming, and they spoke of His second coming. That the apostles were well aware that Christ the Messiah had come the first time, but they operated and lived and preached in their ministry as they prepared and looked for His second coming. The Scriptures make it very clear that Christ is coming again. One out of every 25 verses in the entire Bible has to do with the second coming of Jesus Christ. The Bible said the Lord will suddenly roar out of Zion, and He will restore Himself back as the King of this earth and the Lord of heaven and earth. Oh, yes, I want to stir up your pure minds today with the fact that Jesus said, if I go away, I will come again. Oh, ma koshiko mahando lobo hosaya, ibo shiko na yande na kosia. Oh, my people, I say unto you, you are looking for earthly things. You have got yourself entangled with material things, and you have lost the glimpse of the spiritual. You have failed to recognize the prize. You have failed to see the vision of my kingdom. And don't you understand, my friends, my children, that there can be no kingdom without the King? That's the truth today, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to try to show you that the Bible gave us a scenario about what was going to be upon the face of the earth just before Jesus came. Jesus Himself, and I'm using the same approach that Peter did, trying to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Will you remember? You know, Jesus told us, as I've said so many times, preaching in my services, He said, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. As it was in the days of Sodom, as it was in the days of Gomorrah, even so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They were eating, and they were drinking, and they were buying, and they were selling, and they were planning. They were marrying. They were giving in marriage. They were practicing and planning their own future. They were living their own lives. They had disregarded God's intentions for the face of the earth. And the Bible says that when God took Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah, every earthly thing, material thing that he possessed, was left behind. And He said to them, don't look back. But Lot's wife looked back, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. And the Scriptures told us to remember Lot's wife. Why have we forgot her? It's one of my favorite questions I like to ask you modern day Christians who are wrapped up in your houses, in your lands, in your cars, in your material things, and you can't look for the coming of Christ, and you won't prepare for it, and you won't live for it, because you're looking back, holding on to your Egypt, holding on to your flesh. The Bible says scoffers would come walking after their own lust. I want to just read something to you today to show you one of our major scoffers in America. His name is Pat Robertson. All you people know him as the head of the CBN. I want you to see how he talks, just like a New Age preacher, so to speak, belonging to that New Age, where there's going to be an age of peace, an age of tranquility, an age of materialism. Yes, he's supposed to be a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but you know what he's doing? He is literally doing away with the imminent return, with the little return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, just like most of these kingdom preachers are doing, like most of these manifested son preachers are doing. They're doing away with the return of Christ. I try to tell you, oh, listen, they're teaching we're going to just be transformed, become the body of Christ here, and Christ is just going to be formed in us, and that will be all. And they're doing away with the fact that Jesus said, I will come again. As you have seen me go, that's the way I'm going to come. The Apostle Paul said, the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel. But these preachers today, let me just read from an article here, a quote from Pat Robinson. And as such, their vision of the coming New Age of peace and prosperity is identical to that of the New Agers and globalists, except for the makeup of the one world religion. For example, Pat Robinson, founder of Christian Broadcasting Network, and I quote, what's coming next, he says. I want you to think of a world with a school system where humanism isn't taught anymore and people sincerely believe in the living God. A world in which there are no more abortions. Juvenile delinquency is virtually unknown. The prisons are virtually empty. Their dignity because people love the Lord Jesus Christ. There's dignity, he said, because people love the Lord Jesus Christ. An amazing thing. Jesus said the world will hate me. But Pat Robinson now tells us here that there's going to be such a transformation upon the face of the earth that the world is going to love Jesus Christ. Jesus said the world will not come to me because their deeds are evil and they love darkness rather than light. But Pat Robinson says, you let me get in as president. You let us take over as the political leaders of this world and we're going to transform the hearts of people and they're going to love Jesus Christ and men will have dignity. That is a master lie. It's from the pits of hell. And since these men are promoting these kind of damnable lies, yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're of their father the devil. They are speaking lies in hypocrisy. The Bible made it very clear. They're holding the truth of God in unrighteousness. And because of them, the name of God is being blasphemed among the world because of their hypocrisy. Listen now, I go on and I quote some more. And I want you to imagine a society where the church members have taken dominion over the forces of the world, where Satan's power is bound by the people of God, and where there is no more disease, and where there is no more demon possession. Oh, he paints a pretty picture, doesn't he? But he does all of this. He does all of this without the coming of Christ. He does all of this without Jesus returning back to earth again. The Apostle Peter says, I want to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance concerning the things that have been spoken of by the holy prophets and by we, the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. And one of those things is that Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again. Oh, hallelujah! And that is the great event that the church ought to be looking for, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven with power and great glory. Well, may God help you. May the Spirit of God deal with you. I want to finish quoting this article by Mr. Pat Robinson. He says, and the people of God are going to be the most honored people in society. No drug addiction. Pornographies no longer have access to the public whatsoever. Pornographers, he says, shall no longer have access to the public whatsoever. And the people of God inherit the earth. And there's a Spirit-filled president in the White House. The men in the Senate and the House of Representatives are Spirit-filled and worshiping Jesus, and the judges do the same. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that that is one of the most diabolical scenarios of the coming age that we have ever heard. There is not going to be a Spirit-filled president in the White House. Our Senate and our Congress are not going to be, my friend, Spirit-filled. You need to go over here and read what the Apostle Paul said to Timothy. He says over here, and I want to read it for you in just a moment. He says, yea, and all that will live godly in America, in this world, those who choose to live godly shall suffer persecution. They're not going to be elevated to the White House. They're not going to be lifted up to senators. They're going to be despised and rejected of men. And if you live godly and holy and righteous, you're going to suffer persecution. Sure, these men are being persecuted but not for righteousness' sake, but for their manner of life, for their lifestyles, for the way they're living. have an article here about Jimmy Swaggart. Now it's coming out in the papers. $1,600,000 paid for the land and the house that he and his wife and son now live in, two different houses. Ah, the article is so full of this kind of lifestyle where they both drive a Lincoln town car, his and her Lincoln town car, and said, God wants us to have the best. Of course, you see, the poor little widow living in her little shack or little cabin out in the mountain, giving her tens and twenties so he can drive around his Lincoln town car, and he says, God wants us to have the best, but what he's simply saying is that he has the best, and most other folk are suffering or sacrificing that he might have the best, and that's not the way of Christ. That's not the way Jesus taught it. They're not of God. They're not of God. These men have crept in unaware. We have called them godly men. We have called them Christian leaders. But they're ungodly men. Their lifestyles, their practices, their deeds are ungodly. They honor Him with their lips, but in their heart they deny Him. In their works they deny Him. And the Bible says over here that if you live godly, if you live godly, holy, righteous, pure, and clean, you will be persecuted. Thank God Jesus said, blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. These fellows want to say they're being persecuted and people are telling lies. They're not telling lies on a man who's taking in $100,000 a year and then expense-free account living in a mansion down here. No wonder they can't sing, I got a mansion on the hilltops anymore, when they got one in Palm Springs and got one in Tulsa and got one in Baton Rouge and got one in Gatlinburg and got one in New York City and got one here and there. It's no wonder that heaven has lost the glory and the joy because they have lost sight of the prize. They would never endure no cross, bear no shame, and they're not going to sit down on the right hand of God the Father. These men are lying, ladies and gentlemen. They're lying. And they're of their father, the devil. They are liars. Pat Robertson says here, and I'm going to read it for you again. He said, I envision the day when the people of God are going to be the most honored people in society. No drug addiction. Pornographers no longer have access to the public whatsoever. The people of God inherit the earth. There's a spirit-filled president in the White House. The men in the Senate and the House of Representatives are spirit-filled and worship Jesus, and the judges do the same. You notice he only talks about America. Who's going to be in charge of Russia? Who's going to be in charge of Iran? Who's going to be in charge of China? Huh? Why do we think America's heaven? Only in this country where we're so distorted with our doctrines and teaching that we forgot that the Church of Jesus Christ is made up of all men, nation, tribes, and creed who have repented of their sins, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. You know what's happening here? They're preaching contrary to the holy word of God. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. May I ask you a question? Do you think that's Gorbachev, evil man? Do you think, ladies and gentlemen, that that is Castro? You think he's an evil man and he's seducing and deceiving? No. Paul was not referring to political leaders when he said that. He was referring to the religious leaders like the Pope of Rome, like the Jimmy Swaggerts, like the Rex Humberts, like the Pat Robinsons, like the Ernest Ansleys, like the Robert Schulers. My God, the men that we have used and raised up as spiritual leaders, they are evil men. They are seducers. They are teaching damnable doctrines and are going to damn the millions. May God wake up your eyes, open up your understanding, and cause you to see that you are living in the final days of time. There is going to be a bloodshed upon this old world as they again rise up in persecution. And they're going to, Jesus said, He said, they will betray you. Son will be against his father, daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law, children against the parents. And some of you, they will cause to be put to death. Why, one of the great cries of the tribulation period revealed in the book of Revelation is that there was a multitude which no man could number, who came out of great tribulation, who had made their robes white in the blood, who had been beheaded for Christ's sake. These guys trying to tell you you're going to go to heaven in a Rolls Royce, or Mercedes Benz, or Lincoln Continental, or a town car. You're going to have a nice mansion over here. You've laid up for yourself treasures on earth. Moth and rust is now coming through. And thieves are going to steal. You're going to end up with it all being lost. You know why? Because they are willingly ignorant that God, who destroyed the earth and mankind in Noah's day by water, has declared that the same heavens are now reserved unto fire, unto the day of judgment, when God is going to renovate and destroy wicked men by the fires of judgment. And those fires include nuclear war, nuclear capability. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. God is going to put us in positions of leadership and responsibility, he says. Oh, my friends, God is going to come back through Jesus Christ, and he's going to set up his kingdom, and he's going to bring every man, woman, boy, and girl before God, before Christ, and you're going to give an account. You're going to have to give an account, like the ones with the talents. What did you do with the time, the talents, the mind, the life that I gave you? How did you live? The words that you spoke. And Paul said it was a time of terror. He said, knowing the terror of the Lord, knowing that day of judgment, I persuade man to get right with God. Oh, God, help you in this generation in which we're living today. Listen to what he says here. It is clear that God is saying, I gave man dominion over the earth, but he lost it. Now I desire mature sons and daughters who will in my name exercise dominion over the earth and will subdue Satan, take back my world from those who would loot it, abuse it, and rule as I would rule. You know what they never talk about? Why man lost it? Why Satan is ruling the earth and controlling this universe? Because of one thing called sin. They never deal with sin. They don't want to talk about the sins of immorality that have caused 18 million babies to be aborted in this country, that have caused the downfall of PTL, that has caused the love of money, that has caused the deceitfulness of most of the ministries in America today, who through the deceitfulness of riches, through the love of money, they have sold their Savior for their 30 pieces of silver. These fellas just tell us we can go on with these bobbed-haired women, painted-faced Jezebels, pants-wearing women, and sissified men, and say that we are a nation or a world that's turning back to God, when it's not so. We are a nation and a world that's becoming totally reprobate. And especially in this nation, where we have kicked God, literally kicked him out of our schools. He is not welcome in our homes. And he certainly does not have a welcome in most of our churches. I have here an article. It was sent to me the other day, a letter from a young man who attended a UPC camp meeting just recently in the Dallas area, I think it was. He said it looked like a sideshow. He said it looked like a flea market. They were selling everything, bumper stickers and all, just like a little old booth stand out there having a carnival. And they were enjoying their pleasure. And they were having a ball. And I have here another article from a newspaper. I have them here in my hands. Where the Church of Christ and the UPC Church are out there debating the oneness of God. Or the Trinity of God. What a bunch of farce. The world dying and going to hell on the brink of nuclear war. On the brink of total disaster. And here they are still playing around and like a bunch of little kids. My God, have mercy on us. Fighting over their pet doctrines and their translations of the scriptures. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I will not be silenced by threats on my life, by threats of judgment by you so-called truth preachers out there. I have been raised up by Almighty God. I will give an account to Him. And I have been told to cry out against the hypocrisy and the sin and not despair. These religious churches, you know, I think about how the Assemblies of God talk about how they defrocked Jim Baker. He's been doing what he's been doing for years and years and years. They only defrocked him when he finally embarrassed them. Up until that point, they were glad to claim him as most of their famous preachers headed for PTL. What kind of brothers are they? If Jim Baker was a true Christian brother and he fell, why don't they restore such a one in the spirit of meekness like the Bible said, considering their own self, lest they be tempted? No, now they're willing to throw them to the dogs because they know what dogs are like. Ladies and gentlemen, you are living in the days of the coming of Jesus Christ. You are living in the end time. Now I want to read some more scriptures to you. The Apostle Paul says over here in 1 Thessalonians, you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And he says, one of the major signs of the coming of Jesus Christ will be when they cry peace, when they talk peace and new age and safety and take it over the world, when they say things like that, then sudden destruction shall come upon them like travail that comes upon a woman with child. Now go ahead, you preachers. Go ahead and just keep mocking God's word. Go ahead, you soothsayers. Go ahead, you Ahabs. Challenged and motivated by your Jezebels who love this world and love flesh. Go ahead. But I'll tell you what's coming. I'll tell you what's coming, you big shot preachers. You money grabbers, you merchandisers of the gospel, you distorters of the truth, you seekers of pleasure and fulfillers of your own lust, I'll tell you what's coming. Sudden destruction. Sudden destruction shall come upon them as travail upon a woman with child. And I want you to hear what God's word says. God's word. Not Pat Robinson or Jimmy Swaggart or PTL or Roberts or Billy Graham or Ralph Steer, but what God's word says, they shall not escape. You're not going to escape the judgment of God, America. You're not going to escape the judgment of God, Catholic Church. You're not going to escape the judgment of God, Protestant Church. You're not going to escape the judgment of God, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to escape it. All men are going to be judged. Some before the day of judgment and others after. All sin is going to be dealt with. Either by forgiveness or by condemnation. But the wages of sin is death. And be sure your sin will find you out. No one, nowhere, no place, White House to outhouse. Nowhere, palace to pig pen. Nowhere, anywhere, is any man going to be free from the scrutiny of God's righteous judgment in the end time. And I say to you, dear Christians, who are suffering the anxiety of this modern day age, as you watch the apostasy creep in and you see and sense the need of getting back on your face before God and sanctifying the Lord God in your heart, and calling a solemn assembly and weeping and crying and fasting and praying that you might be cleansed and clean and pure and holy. I urge you, in Jesus' name, to pursue that with all diligence, laying aside every weight and the sin that has so easily beset you. And I want to remind you what that sin is. It's the sin of unbelief. It's the sin of deceitfulness that tells you that God's word is not true. And that we get out the Greek and the Latin and the Hebrew and we change it. We adapt it to our lifestyles, to our personalities, to our desires, to our lust. We wrestle the scriptures to our own destruction. And yet Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. You are living in the final days of time. I want you to pray with me. I want you, dear child of God, to hold my hands up as we wage this battle against this apostate church, beginning with the mother of harlots, the Roman Catholic Church, and all of her Protestant daughters. Every single Protestant organized denominational church is now quickly moving under the influence. influence of their mother and the spirit of the whore, the unfaithfulness of the church, turning away from God, turning away their ears from the truth, and being given unto fables. May God help you to come out from her, my people, and be not a partaker of her sins. For the day of judgment is now at hand, saith the Lord. Father, as we continue this message, I pray that special anointing will rest upon me. Lord, my voice is hoarse and strained as I cry out with diligence to awaken slumbering America and a dying church. But I know that you can take and season these words with the Holy Ghost. And even though my voice may not be clear, that the sounding of the Holy Spirit within my voice can grip the heart of every man and woman and boy and girl listening to me today. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime. This is the last generation. Prepare. Prepare. Prepare to meet your God. I want to read something for you. A prophecy. Just a portion. Great darkness is coming upon the countries that have heard my gospel, but no longer walk in it. My wrath shall be manifested against all ungodliness. It shall come with great intensity. My judgments are literal, not a thing to be lightly passed over. Before I visit the nations in judgment, I will begin at my house. And when I do cause my wrath to come upon the cities of the world, my people shall be separate. I desire a people without spot, wrinkle, and such shall be preserved by me in the time of my wrath, coming upon all iniquity and unrighteousness. I am going to prepare you for the coming days by a hard path that will cause you to cry out continually unto me. For when the going is easy, men do not seek me, but they rejoice in a temporary blessing. And then when that blessing is removed, they so often turn this way and that way, but they do not come to me. I am showing you these things that you may seek me continually with great diligence. And as you seek me, I will open up truth to you that you have not seen before. Truth that will enable you to stand in the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, you are living in the end of this age. You are about to witness the return of Jesus Christ. The ultimate events that are going to lead up to His coming is going to be world chaos, religious confusion, economic collapse, nuclear war, mass starvation and famines, an increase in pestilence and crop failures, water pollution. The scriptures say that men's hearts are going to fail them for fear as they look upon the things that are coming upon the face of the earth. Now, your modern day preachers in America, and in America alone, who classify themselves as spokesmen for God, are running for president, building their hospitals, establishing their Bible cemeteries, building their religious monuments, all in vain. For the earth and all that is therein shall be burnt up. I wonder how these men like Copeland and Hagin and Roberts and Swaggart and all these established church leaders, Robert Schuller, Norman Vincent Peale, Pope of Rome, how do you discount the words of the Apostle Peter? But the day of the Lord will... come at the time a thief is operating, a time when men are not prepared, and the time when men are not looking. And in that which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. Oh God. Great noise. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Nuclear wars on the immediate horizon. The heavens. The heavens. The heavens shall pass away with a great noise. You know what the Bible says? It says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass, never fail. And yet they keep turning God's word down. They just keep trying to tell you, oh, we're going to have a great this and a great that. Paul said to Timothy, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, rebuke, reprove, exhort with all long suffering. Why? For the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine. Look at the next line. But after their own lust, after their own lust, after their own lust, after their own lust, they would heap to themselves teachers, teachers. You notice how most of these ministries are teachers out here? Teachers telling us what we want to hear. Yep. To the tune of $100 million a year, these preachers are getting rich as they're telling the people what they want to hear. They're prophesying smooth things and they're saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. Ladies and gentlemen, the scriptures say over here, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and will be turned onto fables, made up stories. Made up scenarios that will please the hearing of the people. This know also, the apostle said to Timothy, and I want to stir your minds up by way of remembrance, that perilous times, perilous, perilous, perilous times shall come in the last days. Perilous, troublesome, burdensome days, confusing days. And the reason for it is that men, wicked, ungodly men in high places, spiritual wickedness in high places, ungodly men. For men shall be lovers of their own self. Running for president, building their own kingdoms, establishing their own churches, teaching their own doctrines, making their own heavens, eventually becoming as God Himself. Just recently, I received a copy of a transcript of a Holy Communion service that was conducted by Kenneth Copeland. And he was administered Holy Communion, so to speak, by T.L. Osborne. And one of the most shocking statements I ever heard in my life was when T.L. Osborne walked up and placed a little wafer on the tongue or in the mouth of Kenneth Copeland. And here's what he said. You are now the Word made flesh. There's only one man who was the Word and He was made flesh. That was Jesus. In the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. That was Jesus. These rascals today are trying to replace Jesus, preaching another Jesus, literally saying they are God. And they're going to set up their own kingdom, aren't they? I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to go to hell. I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to go to hell. I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to go to hell. These blind leaders are leading blind followers, and they're both going to fall, both the leader and the follower, into the ditch. You know, my friends, he said, men should be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce. Notice that. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And they'll do all of this by having a form of godliness, but denying the power of God to save men from sin, the power of God to deliver men from the lust of the flesh, the power of God to cause men to live righteous and whole, soberly and godly. They will deny the power. Nobody can be perfect. Nobody can live without sin. We can't do this. But they want to be God. They want to be God, but they can't get victory over their sin. You know, one characteristic of God is He who knew no sin. No sin. To be a God, you've got to live without sin. You've got to be without sin. You've got to be free from sin. Do you know that? Well, I'll tell you what's happening. I was praying the other night. And the Lord told me we are about to witness the revelation of the Antichrist. He told me, and I'm convinced, that we're going to see this scripture. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. You know what's going to happen? Let no man deceive you by any means, he says, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. We have thought that we were already in the great falling away. Oh, we've been in a falling away, all right, but not the great one. The great one is just around the corner. When you are going to witness the revelation, the revealing of the Antichrist through the economic system with the mark of the beast, and you won't be able to buy or sell. We've been warned of it by John the Revelator. We've been warned of it by Jesus, by Peter, by Paul. We've been warned of it by Daniel, by Ezekiel, by Jeremiah. We've been warned of it by Joel. And here we are about ready to witness this final climactic event just prior to the coming of Christ, which is going to be Satan's master deceitful plan to get men's eyes off of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's using these preachers today to do that. That's what he's doing. And I'm going to tell you something, friends. When that mark of the beast is finally implemented, you are going to witness the millions of the so-called Christians that have supposedly have accepted Christ under this modern day television approach to being saved, who will literally betray their Lord and turn away from him and fall into perdition. You're going to see a massive falling away. Most Christians today are already bound by their Social Security checks, old age pension checks, disability checks, food stamps, welfare. You are so entrapped and entangled in the economic program of the world that all Satan got to do is just pull the plug and down you go. Because you have not worked out your own salvation in fear and trembling as the Lord told you to do. And to come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. And having food and raiment be content. I want to tell you people something. As I'm standing here in this radio studio by myself today, I am literally battling the mighty forces of hell as I preach this sermon. But I'm going to get it out. I'm going to get out because God's going to give me the strength. Even if my physical body becomes weak, I feel the strength of the Holy Ghost in my bosom today. And I am speaking God's holy word. Dry bones! Apostate church, you are about to witness the revelation of the Antichrist. The false Christ is in the world today somewhere, and he will soon make his move, and he will do it after a calamity so great that the whole world will be thrown into mass confusion. And I say it's going to be nuclear war. I tell you it's going to be the collapse of the economic system as you now know it. America, you are going to be brought down. United States, your days of glory are over. Your glory now is in your shame. You are foaming out your own shame with your massive homosexual population, with your abundant abortionist with your lovers of pleasure and your acceptance and indulgence in false religious teachings. As the Pope of Rome now gets ready to come to this nation and splurge again $50 million so people can honor and worship him. I noticed the other day that up here in Colombia, they arrested a man who threatened that he was going to kill the Pope. Boy, I'll tell you, he sure is a celebrity, isn't he? He sure is a celebrity, isn't he? I mean, you let somebody just utter something like that and they put him in jail. But they won't put that fellow in jail. That massive robber of the poor. That massive misappropriation of truth. That liar of lies. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. No, they won't put that false church system in the prison. They allow it to have our major stadiums and our major television media just promotes this hypocrisy, this anti-God force. But God is going to bring it down. You may kill me. You may cut my day short, but let me get something across to you, and you'll not stop the power of these words. You are in judgment, Roman Catholic Church. You are in judgment, Protestant Church. You are in judgment, America. You are in judgment, politician. You are in judgment, preacher. You are now being judged, and the axe is being laid to the root of the tree. Your love for greed and power and money at the expense of God's righteousness, holiness, and integrity shall soon be brought down. Thus saith Almighty God. Yes, scriptures tell us here that the coming of the Lord will be as a thief in the night. You know, Jesus told us in Matthew 24... that there shall be a time of tribulation such as was not, nor ever shall be. I'm constantly getting letters from people saying, Brother Stair, we're not going to be here. We're going to be somewhere off in the heavenlies. And yet the scriptures told us through much tribulation, we must enter into the kingdom of God. Hear me what I say to you, my friend. We are about to enter the great tribulation period. As the revelation of the Antichrist comes, the great 3.5-year period will take place, the 42 months of reign. He will make war with the saints. He will seek to wear out the patience of the saints, and for a period of time, he will prevail. But thank God, thank God, thank God, it's going to end with the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ in power, in heaven with power and great glory. Jude said, I saw the Lord coming with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all of the ungodly for all of their ungodly deeds that they have ungodly committed. I want to continue by calling your attention to a verse of Scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, clearly, that in the latter time, the end of time, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. They will end up speaking lies in their hypocrisy, and they'll have no conscience at all because it will be seared with a hot iron. Let me read to you again from another article, Manifested Sons of God. Another element within the church, largely represented by charismatic groups, believes that through prosperity teaching and positive confession, we can bring the kingdom of God down to earth. In Beyond Seduction, a book written by David Hunt, he writes, if Christians can operate on the same level of faith as God, and in fact have all the capabilities of God, and if we indeed write our own ticket with God, we can have what we say. Then we ought to confess blessing, healing, prosperity, and salvation for the whole, and set up the kingdom of God on earth right now. You know, that's the same approach that Satan used when he said, I will become as the Most High. And now he's getting into the hearts of men. The head of a large charismatic campus ministry writes, all nations will flow into the kingdom in the last days because a ruthless band of overcomers without the resurrection will have become immune from sin, sickness, and even death. In other words, they're teaching the old doctrine, never die, live forever in this body. Ladies and gentlemen, they are liars. They are liars. They have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I met a young man up there in Sturgis, Michigan, that told me that even the devil would be saved. Even all the Mormons and all the Muslims and even the Pope of Rome would be saved. That God's going to save all men. That ain't what the Bible says. That's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says the wicked shall be turned into hell. The Bible said hell hath enlarged itself. The Scripture says, and in hell the rich man lifted up his eyes. You notice in all of this kind of new age, prosperity, blessing, kingdom age message, there's hardly any talking about sin, any talking about punishment for sin, any talking about eternal damnation and eternal hell. He that hath not the Son of God is condemned already. And the Bible tells us that one of the reasons for the coming of Jesus Christ is to set up His righteous kingdom on this earth. And the Scriptures tell us, God help you in the name of Jesus to see. The Bible says that the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven. He shall be revealed from heaven in flaming fire. What's He going to do? He's going to take vengeance upon all of them that know not God and them that obey not the gospel of Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. The coming of Jesus Christ is quickly approaching. It's not going to be hastened nor prolonged. It is a set time. And before He comes, there will be a time of gross spiritual darkness on the face of the earth. Men will no longer do the work of God, as Satan will cease to prevail. And in that dark night, in the midst of that darkness, God Almighty, the Omnipotent One, the All-Holy, All-Righteous God, by Himself, Jesus Christ, shall descend and return and establish and destroy these lying preachers. They're going to die. I remember years ago when O.L. Jaggers and Eddie Oxendine come along with this damnable stuff. You know what they say about David Wilkerson? They say, because he teaches the church is headed for persecution and the world is headed for destruction and judgment, that he has adopted a pessimistic eschatology and he has applied it inaccurately to our day, chastising by implication his fellow charismatic preachers who are at last rallying their followers to a vision of personal victory and eternal success. That's written by a fellow named North, Gary North. What a liar he is. What a damnable liar. These preachers are not rallying their followers to a vision of personal victory and external success. They're rallying them to materialism and to earthly things. They're going to damn their souls for what would it profit you if you gained the whole world and lose your soul? Your soul is going to be required of you, sir. Earl Polk, pastor of Chapel Hill Harvester Church in Atlanta, Georgia, says this. When we first began to point out that the church was foolishly standing, gazing into the heavens, waiting for some dramatic escape from earth, some began to scream heresy. But the word proves that the earth is the Lord's and dominion over it is the church's premier obligation. So don't expect the rapture to rescue you. I go along with that particular part. But if you want to bring Christ back to earth, you can do it. We can do it. No, we're not going to do anything, nothing, absolutely nothing, Earl Polk, to bring Christ back to earth. He's coming, and you'll probably be dead and in your grave and on your way to hell for your damnable lies. Christ is coming back because He said He was. Not because you or anybody else does anything to bring Him back. He's coming back like He said He would. And He's coming back on the day, the hour that God has foreordained from the beginning of time. And all you're doing is proving that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh with your mocking, scoffing teaching. Well, look at this. A new age, kingdom age, manifested sons of God teaching, made a statement like this. A new vision has captured the imagination of a growing army of registered voters. This new vision is simply, it's called dominion, or simple, it's called dominion. For the first time in over 300 years, a growing number of Christians are starting to view themselves as an army on the move. This army will grow. This series is designated to help it grow. Now you see, you know what they're saying. Maybe you don't understand what they're saying. But they're trying to tell us that this modern generation of pants-wearing, painted-faced, Jezebel, haughty, high-minded men and women are the new Christians that are going to take over the world, and they say they're the meek. They say they're the pure in heart, and they live full of lust and full of passion and full of pride. And the Bible said if you look and act and dress and think like the world, you're not of God. If you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. So what they are, they're enemies of the truth. Jesus said not millions would find it. Not many would walk therein. They're predicting the whole world's going to turn to Christ. They're predicting all nations are going to come to Christ. And that's not what the Bible says at all. The Bible says, broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many shall go therein thereat, and many false prophets shall come, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. And when they get done, the way of truth, the way of righteousness, the way of holiness will be evil spoken of. And so he throws out the warning and the admonition to you, child of God. You, sincere person, strive you to enter in at the straight gate. For straight and narrow is the way that leadeth to life everlasting, eternal life, abundant life. And few, there be that shall find it. Ladies and gentlemen, this prophet of God is telling you that the anger, the wrath of God, the cup of God's wrath is just about to overflow. And then in uncontrolled rage, Almighty God is going to say, it's enough. It's enough. He said to Noah, I have come down because I'm going to destroy this mankind who is so totally depraved and wicked that every imagination of his heart is only evil continually. And like it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when Lot was willing to even turn over his virgin daughters to a homosexual crowd, he was so depraved and so vexed and so bound by the system that he lived in that he was willing to commit such a sacrilege and abomination. And even so it is today, you lying preachers who declare that Christ is not coming. Prepare you the way of the Lord. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I affirm unto you again in the name of Almighty God that every blessing that America has claimed, your wealth, your money, your military might, your form of government, is now turned into a curse. And it shall curse you. It shall curse you because you have turn God's blessing into sacrilege. And you worship, and now you serve the creature more than you serve the Creator.